A tornado and the effects of it lead things off for us today. We're taking you to Dallas, Texas. That's where daylight on Monday morning revealed the effects of the severe weather that struck on Sunday night. A cold front that's sweeping east across the United States spawned a tornado. We don't know yet how strong it was. Weather officials are still trying to figure that out. But its effects were felt all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area. More than 100,000 households and businesses had lost electricity at one point. The workers had restored it to half of them by midday Monday. Campuses were damaged, which led to classes being canceled at six schools on Monday. And at a Dallas fire station, high winds blew off most of its roof. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson said that considering the fact that the storm raked across a densely populated part of the city, it's very fortunate that there were no lives lost and no serious injuries from the storm. He said it caused mostly property damage issues. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared 16 counties disaster areas, which will provide state resources to help people recover. Dallas is in Tornado Alley, a central part of the United States that sees a relatively high number of tornadoes. And even though they're most common in the late spring and early summer, tornadoes can form at any time of year, as this storm showed us.